Look what I just found in the woods. I can't tell if they are injured or not. Oh dear. Let's just bring them back to our house, shall we? Okay. No physical damage as far as I can see, but I will have to make them take off their shirts to see more. Well, this traveler is definitely exhausted. I will make sure to replenish their lost energy. Wonder what caused it. Seems like you're waking up. How lovely. Well, hello there. You don't need to worry. I'm here to help you. I found you in the woods with all sorts of bruises. Do you remember what happened to you? Another witch? Oh no. Did you have a fight with her? Not a fight. Then... Oh, I see. Well, that is, I don't know if it's fortunate or not. You sound like you had a good time? An interesting one. Okay, I see. Anyway, so probably you collapsed a while before I found you, but you are very lucky it's me who actually found you and not a wild beast. Oh, of course, there are loads of them around here. Me? Well, if the things you see behind me didn't give it away, I am a witch. A forest witch, to be more precise. Oh, you don't need to be scared of me. I won't hurt you. I'm not like the other witch who you met before. My work is more like giving than taking. Most people come here to heal and not to get their energy sucked in one way or another. So you don't need to worry at all. Let me just have a closer look. I hope you don't mind. Wonderful. I will need you to take your shirt off. I can't see if you sustained any injury if you have it on. Your cheeks went red. Do you feel okay? Your head seemed to be a little bit warm, but that could be because you collapsed in it, and it did rain before I found you. Close. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to see if you are okay. Embarrassed? Why? You don't need to be embarrassed, I can assure you. However, if you feel like that, maybe you can just lift your shirt up. Yes. If that would be more acceptable for you, traveler. Wonderful. But before I do anything, I will make sure that I gather a couple of supplies. And also that I change. Because I was outside in these garments. You never know what they would have on them. And I did have to drag a person inside my cottage. You just relax and I will be back in no time. Ah, there we go. Well, of course. I have to see what is going on with you, traveler. These are tinctures and oils and ointments to make sure that you heal fast. Well, that is if you have any injuries. Like I said, I can't see from your shirt. Yes. It's enough if you just pull it up. If you feel embarrassed. Oh, never mind, I guess. Is it okay if I come closer to you a bit? Yeah. Okay, let's see. Washing my hand? Why is it so weird? I was out at the woods gathering wildflowers and herbs, and with all the animals that lurks around, who knows what's on them. That's why I wash all of the gathered plants. Getting rid of the dirt is a priority. I would not be able to heal anyone with dirty plants and hand now, can I? Indeed. Okay, so no injury on the front other than a couple of small scratches. I think they will be fine on their own. So I won't do much with those. But your wrists, they do have... Were you tied up, traveler? I see. Let me just... It might sting you a bit. This is an ointment made from flowers and herbs. It will help you to heal. Mostly with chamomile and cornflower. This will help your wound heal and will also help so that your wounds will not be infected. Why are you surprised? Is this not how human doctors heal wounds? No? Interesting. I would have think it is. A lot of things they do was coming from healers and witches, but I don't see the human doctors do the same, which is weird to me a little bit. They must have put their own flair on things. Healers do. That's wonderful. That's actually good to hear. They really should. And done. So let me just put these bandages around it. Soft hands. If I wouldn't know any better, I would think you are trying to flirt with me. Maybe. Then maybe I will have to look at your back. My priority as a healing witch is to tend to your injuries. Everything else is... Yes, everything else comes after. Now... Oh my! Your back looks like it have been clawed by an animal. No, I don't need to know. Don't worry about the details, traveler. The witch. I had a guess. I did not need to know that, but I guess you had a good time then. Make sure to anyway. Yes, I am. A real one at that, yes. Why don't I just use magic? Wouldn't you want to know? But a human body is different. It needs to work a bit for healing, so your brain will know how to deal with it or avoid it the next time. Also, your injuries are more of the surface level than a life-threatening one. That's why it's easier to use one of these than just do magic. Or magic it away, like you said. So you will be fine. Your energy, though. Now, that is a different matter completely. And for that, I might need to use magic, like you suggested. It was dangerously drained by that other witch you have encountered, and also having a interesting time, like you very kindly but unnecessarily shared with me. But also walking away from her, no wonder you were exhausted to the point you collapsed. And like I said, you were very lucky that I found you and not a beast. Your adventure could have ended really tragically. Traveler ends up in the beast's belly as a dinner. No, it isn't good. Nor it is a heroic ending for a traveler. And there. Now this is done too. However, now I want you to stand up for a bit. So I can put bandages around you, of course. Your sitting on the bed isn't helping, so I will need your cooperation for a while. And I also need to change the bedding. You did get in there while your clothes were wet and dirty. A true healer looks at every detail. Exactly. That's why I'm the best. Okay, let's see. First, I'm getting rid of these. Well, of course, I need to tend to you, traveler, and your wounds takes priority. And I also hate housework, so it comes handy sometimes, you know? and in with the new one. Lovely. Now, your bandages. I hope you don't mind if I circle a little bit closer. I know I always ask you, but I want to make sure. So, please lift your arms up a small bit. I want to make sure you will be okay when you leave my cottage tomorrow morning. Well, of course, I need to make sure that you will be able to actually walk around and you have your energy high up like you should. I won't just push you out the door now, am I? Well, if you want, that can be arranged. It's up to you. Now, come on. Now, what kind of a healer would I be? A witchy one. Okay. Oh, don't you worry. After this comes the fun part. Oh, nothing. No, nothing like that. It's because I have a potion you will have to drink. It will help you regain your energy. And now, you can put your arms down. Yes. Almost done. What's in the potion? Trust a witch when I say you don't want to know. Your eyes tell me you don't trust that. I understand. Kill you? Now, why would I do that? It would be bad for business. Bless your heart. I understand you have reservation when it comes to the potions, but did I do anything so far to make you suspicious? Exactly. This is exactly the same. Also, if I would go around poisoning people, I would go out of business really soon. Also, would probably need to move because the survivors would want to burn me. So no, I won't do that. And there. It's all done. I go put these away and until then, here's a set of clothes for you. It will be way more comfortable than the one you have right now. Make sure you put them on. While I put these away. No, I won't. You can change in peace. Now, there we go. You drink this, traveler. This is the potion I was talking about. Yes, the one I'm brewing right now in the back, yes. It's always good to have a fresh batch. You have no idea how many people come to me for these side effects. You might feel a bit itchy on your ear and feet. No, I was just joking. You will be perfectly fine. You will sleep it off. And tomorrow morning, you can go back to the village. I will show you the way. I need to go there to meet the innkeeper anyway. Good. Now, lie down. You will feel the world spin a little bit now, but don't worry. It will go away in no time. And you just feel as your eyes getting heavier. Close them, traveler. There is nothing more to do today for you. Just drift nicely to sleep. I'm here to take care of you for the night. Don't you worry. Now, rest well, traveler.